USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
We're just glad that we're all safe and that we're still together. The kids are healthy, we're healthy, the dogs are fine.
That's one of the thousands of people left homeless by the campfire in Northern California. But she told Fox News she feels lucky considering that 79 people have been killed by the fire and over 150,000 acres have been burned. Heavy rains expected in that area over the next few days could make it harder to locate additional victims while also causing mudslides. The fire is now 70% contained. The gunman who shot and killed a Chicago police officer, a doctor, and a pharmacy resident at Mercy Hospital in Chicago yesterday, identified as Juan Lopez. Mayor Rahm Emanuel says,
"This tears at the soul of our city."
Lopez ended up fatally shot, but it's unclear whether he took his own life. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, I'm Brant. So there's this guy named Jordan. He's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. And he goes to the doctor, true story, he goes to the doctor and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage four. And here's the thing, he had switched earlier from medical insurance to MediShare, where Christians share each other's medical bills. So the question for Jordan and his wife Jenny was, is this actually going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. So if you want to find out more, here is a number for you. 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM.
Actor James Woods says he was on Twitter on Monday night when he came across a post from a former Marine who was talking about suicide. So Woods says he contacted the Orlando Police Department to say the man named Andrew McMasters was, quote, sitting with his dog, a black lab, possibly in a Walmart parking lot, and says he wants to kill himself. McMasters had posted that he was a good guy, a veteran who loves America, but had lost everything. Woods asking authorities to perform a wellness check. He then followed the man on Twitter to try and spark a conversation. Police were able to track down McMaster's home address, but at last check they had not found him. So far, his condition remains unknown. The Thanksgiving travel season now underway, expected to rank as one of the busiest ever. The group Airlines for America says with airfares down 5% from a year ago, airports around the country will be busy. The TSA vows it will keep things moving. And this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
USA Radio's Robin Walensky is speaking to some folks at one of the busiest airports in America, Hartsfield-Jackson International in Atlanta, as the Thanksgiving holiday getaway begins.
Gobble, gobble, it's going to be busy.
He did just say gobble, gobble, right?
Yeah, gobble, gobble. That's what my little son loves to say every Thanksgiving. He's four, yeah.
Deontay, a super friendly skycap here at Southwest, busy helping Thanksgiving travelers with their bags. What's the mood of most of the people you're taking care of?
They're crazy.
The Thanksgiving travelers in a good mood, heading to cities where the weather is warm.
Phoenix, Arizona, it's 80 degrees. There's snow on the ground in Chicago.
Is that where you're from?
Yes.
Army Lieutenant General Jeffrey Buchanan says the troops the president sent to the U.S.-Mexico border will be back home by Christmas. Buchanan says the current plan is to have that mission of supporting Border Patrol finished by December 15th. And the first recreational marijuana dispensaries are opening in Massachusetts today. The state's Cannabis Control Commission announcing on Friday it had authorized two stores to start selling marijuana products. Massachusetts, the first state on the East Coast to sell recreational pot. Let me remind you again that when you're online surfing around, you can find us anytime at our brand new website, usaradio.com. That's usaradio.com. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.